The Christmas season is still happening until today, so I'm still accepting gifts and cards. No, I'm just kidding. So, dear brothers and sisters, today as we gather here to celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord, the feast of the Epiphany is a celebration of light, revelation, and hope. The word Epiphany means manifestation. And today we recall how Jesus was revealed as the Savior, not only of Israel, but of all nations. The readings guide us to contemplate the universal scope of God's plan and the significance of Christ's coming. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah proclaims, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you." This light, Isaiah tells us, is not just for Jerusalem, but for all nations. The prophecy envisions a time when the nations will be drawn to the light of God's glory. They come bearing gifts, symbols of homage and reverence. This passage foretells the universal mission of God's salvation, a theme that is fulfilled in the gospel account of the Magi. The gospel reading from St. Matthew's account, the journey of the Magi, wise men from the east, who follow a star to find the newborn kings of the Jew. The Magi represent the Gentiles, the non-Israelite peoples of the world, coming to recognize Jesus as their King and Savior. They bring gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, each bearing profound symbolic meaning. Gold acknowledges Christ as King, frankincense honors his divinity, and myrrh foretells his sacrificial death. These gifts are acts of homage, but they also reveal the depth of who Jesus is and what his mission entails. The journey of the Magi highlights several spiritual truths. First, they were seekers of truth. They did not hesitate to leave behind comforts of their homeland to follow a star, a sign that pointed to something greater than themselves. Their quest reminds us that faith often requires stepping out of our comfort zones, trusting in God's guidance, even when the path is uncertain. Second, the Magi encounter obstacles, King Herod's scheming, and the uncertainty of their journey could have discouraged them, but their determination to find Christ kept them moving forward. In our own lives, obstacles may challenge our faith, but like the Magi, we are called to persevere, trusting that the light of Christ will guide us to where we need to go. Third, the encounter with Jesus changed them. They returned home by another way, avoiding Herod, but also symbolizing a deeper transformation. An encounter with Christ always leads to change. Our priorities change, our hearts are renewed, and our lives take new direction in alignment with God's will. And in the second reading, St. Paul writes to the Ephesians about the mystery that has been revealed, that the Gentiles are co-heirs with the Jews, members of the same body, and sharers in the promises of Christ. This revelation underscores the inclusivity of God's kingdom. Christ came to break down barriers and to unite all people under his loving reign. The message of the Epiphany is that salvation is for everyone. No one is excluded from the light of Christ. As we reflect on these readings today, we are invited to consider how we can live out the spirit of the Epiphany in our own lives. Are we, like the Magi, seeking Christ with sincere hearts? Are we willing to let his light lead us, even through the challenges or uncertainties? And once we encounter him, are we prepared to be transformed and to share his light with others? The star that guided the Magi continues to shine in our world today. Though it may take different forms, it may be a quiet inspiration of prayer, the encouragement of the scripture, or the example of others who live out their faith with joy and courage. Let us keep our eyes open to these signs, for they point us to Christ. Finally, like the Magi, we are called to bring our gifts to the Lord. These gifts are not gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but the treasures of our hearts, our love, our talents, our time, and our willingness to serve others. When we offer these gifts to Christ, we become part of his mission to bring light and hope to the world. As we celebrate the Epiphany, may we be inspired to rise in splendor, knowing that the light of Christ has come. Let us walk by his light, bringing his love to all we meet, so that the glory of the Lord may shine through us and draw others to him.